Can you work out what that says there? Jesus said, I am the, or the door, yeah, or the gate, yeah, yes, the idea, it's the door, yes, the gate. I am the gate for the sheep, is what Jesus says, okay. That's what we're going to be, it's not part of what we're looking at. It's in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 7, right? And we'll figure out what it means in a moment or two. But let's have a look at our next picture, please. Right, you remember I mentioned metaphors last time? Metaphors. You know what a metaphor is? This is a language lesson, yes? A metaphor is a description of something using a different word to describe it, yeah? So, like I say, it says, Jesus calls himself the shepherd. Well, he didn't keep sheep, did he? But he calls himself a shepherd because, like a shepherd, he cares, right? Yeah? And who are the sheep? What are the sheep?
Us.
Right. Do you know why God calls us sheep?
Because
we're stupid. I've got it. Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. Hallelujah. Okay. So, and the gate. The gate is a way in. Yeah, I'm afraid so, mate. Yes. The gate is the way in. How to get into a relationship with God. Yeah. Jesus is saying that. I'm the way to get into a relationship with God. I'm the gate for the sheep. Right. But there's more to it than all of that. But we'll pick those out. So they're metaphors. Remember, Jesus is using terms that describe things that there's something behind. It was some years ago, many years ago in fact, there was a visitor from Peterborough. And her and her husband had come. And they spoke to Henry afterwards. And Henry says, what did you think of the service? And they said, well, he only talked about sheep all the time. I'm not talking about sheep. I use the word, but it's not sheep. Right, you've got that. Next one, please. Right. Okay. Jesus says, yeah, very truly I tell you, Pharisees, there was a bunch of people who were a bit hostile, critics, yeah? The Pharisees, he tells them, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. Right? What does that mean? There are some that are out to get you. Yeah? To do you harm. To hurt and harm you. To draw you away from the shepherd, Jesus, yeah? So, he's saying is that the ones who don't come in the right way, who nip over the wall, whatever, yeah? They are the thieves and robbers. They're sneaking in. So, who are the thieves and robbers that Jesus is referring to? Well, at that point, it's some of the Pharisees. Because what they were doing were, they were stopping people coming to Jesus. They were leading people off the right way, loading people up with all sorts of things to do that completely ruined them and didn't do them any good. So he's calling them thieves and robbers. They're stealing off what should be helping the sheep, right? So that's what they're getting at, right? Do you like that more?
Yeah.
That's okay, right. It's okay. Yes, yes. Yes, there you are. It gives the idea of what I'm trying to say, yeah? Thieves and robbers, there they are to steal the sheep. Next thing, please. Right. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Right. So, I rather like that shepherd, so I thought it's a good one. Right. The one who enters by the gate, what does it mean to enter by the gate? Right? Well, I'll show you a picture of a sheep pen from the days of Jesus in the Middle East. But the idea is, to enter by the gate means that you're authorised to go in. Yes? When you go up to one of these things where they've got bugs on the door, you know what I mean? Those security tactics, yeah? The one who goes in with the buttons knows how to get in there. They're authorised. And so Jesus is saying, I'm the one that God the Father has chosen to be the one to let you in and out, okay? Jesus is the one. No other name. We sang the song. That's what he means. He's the one to help us to get to know God. Right, next one, please. And the gatekeeper opens the gate for him. There's a gatekeeper. Right? That's a picture of you, Phil, is it, in your former days? I like the hairstyle. Right, the gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd. What's the gatekeeper then?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat, no? No? Sorry? Someone who greets, or someone who's looking after the sheep for the shepherd. Does it look like me? Am I a gatekeeper?
Yeah.
Yes! Are you a gatekeeper for others? to lead them to Jesus, to show them the way, you see? That's what the gatekeeper's job is. That's all he is. He's not important in the sense that he's the big shot or anything, but we do the job to get people in the door, get them to know Jesus. That's good, eh?
Yeah.
Right. Are you in the fold?
Yes.
All right. That's all right. Next one, please. Right. The sheep listen to his voice. His sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Isn't that interesting? I've got a picture there. I don't know if you can see the squiggles. You know what the squiggles are meant to represent? Sound waves. They're sound waves. And the interesting thing is, it's something I try to do when someone phones. You know, if someone phones me, I try to figure out who it is before they say who they are. Yeah? And you can do it from a person's voice. Yeah? Your voice is very characteristic. You know, there's a giveaway in the way the sounds come out. Right? Okay? So, you're able to recognize a person from their voice. That's the important thing. The thing that strikes me, I don't know about you, but I find it amazing. In the creation that God has made, you know, the animals and the creatures can recognize their family from the sound that they make. I mean, have you seen the pictures of the penguins?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, thousands of them there, right? And this poor old dad wobbling up with a belly full of fish, you know, to give to the penguin baby, yeah. And it knows which one it is. It's the mum that does it.
Yeah, the dad sits on the egg.
The dad sits on the egg.
And the chick. He keeps the chick.
She feeds it.
She feeds and then they swap. And then he goes off. Once he's done that first roll.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Dad's got it cracked, eh?
No.
No, he's not got it cracked. Why are you in trouble? Okay. So, you've got the idea. What I'm getting at is that out of the thousands of little squeakers that are there, they know which one's theirs. Right? God's built it into the sound system that you can tell what it is from the sound. He's saying that's the same with his sheep. His people recognize Jesus' voice. Now, it's not just the sound of Jesus, it's what he's saying that you recognize. You know, you can hear something, you think, that's authentic, that's real. Yeah? And that's what it's about. Yeah? So, how do you know it's Jesus talking to you? Because it has that ring of truth about it. Right? It's really, it gets to the real issues. That's Jesus speaking then, right? So Jesus says, my sheep recognize my voice. And he says, they follow me. And that's one of the other things about sheep in the Middle East. You know, in the Middle East, the shepherd doesn't have his dog standing back. You know, he's on top of the hill going to the dog. And the sheep are all running out. The shepherd leads the sheep. Right? He's in front of them. Okay, so that's what it's about. So Jesus says, my sheep, my people, recognize it's me. That's what it's about. Next one, please. How about that? He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. John, Fred, Jane, and various others, yeah? When he's brought out on his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice, yes? So, that's lovely. Do you know, there are shepherds that are able to keep records, or remember their sheep individually. How about that? They all look the same to me, but I assume they're all different, aren't they? Yeah? And that's true. I remember listening or reading about a pastor, and he had congregations of hundreds and hundreds of people, and he knew the names of everybody and their families as well. And took his brain, he won't it. Yeah. But Jesus knows your name, right? But when he says he knows your name, it doesn't just mean the label that you've got. When he knows your name is who you are. He knows who you are. That's good to know, isn't it? You're not. Maybe you go to the health centre or something like that, and they ask who you are, do they?
Yeah.
Or maybe you've been so often they know. They know who you are. Yeah. But you know, you won't have to do that with Jesus. He knows you. He doesn't have got a number for you. He knows who you are. That's all. And he calls them by name. Wonderful. Next one, please. Jesus uses figure of speech. But that's the figure of speech is a metaphor, yeah? He used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Now, the Pharisees are really clever people, you know. Highly educated, really smart people in many ways, and they didn't get what Jesus was saying. Why didn't they? It's spiritual understanding, that's the other. But there's also another thing. They're seriously biased against Jesus. They're not listening. Yeah? He can talk till he's blue in the face. They won't get it, because they're not listening. Really, that's what it is. Therefore, Jesus said again, he's going to give him it in stereo. Right? Yes? They don't get it first time, they'll get it this time. Right? Jesus therefore said again, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. So, he's saying, they won't be listening to you guys. Right, they'll listen to me. The real guys, the real ones, will be listening to me. Right, so I'm the genuine gate. Next slide, please. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly, I've just read this, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about that? There's a nice pasture land there. Something nice to be as a sheep, and you come in and go out, right? That's life, isn't it? They're secure, they've got food, they're provided for, they're cared for, wonderful. So Jesus says, if you want to have a life, get a life with me, is what he's saying. Great. Next slide, please. Right. I have come, remember, if you don't learn anything else today, learn John 10:10. You can get the numbers easy, can't you? John 10:10 is, I have come that they may have life, and have it to the full. Right? Have it to the full. So that means, I thought you liked the picture. Isn't that sweet? Yeah. All the life in front of them. Yeah. Before they finish up as jobs. No. Forget about that. Right. There. When Jesus said, I have come that they may have life, that you may have life. Have it to the full. Yeah? What? Does that mean to say, when you become a Christian, when you put your faith in God and trust in Jesus, right, everything's going to be hunky-dory? No! Well, what does it mean? You've come to have life to the full. It means that in the middle of some of the big trials, you can still know peace. That's amazing. I've seen people over the years, they've been really challenging situations they're facing, and they say, you know, it's really strange, but I'm not worried. Well, it's not strange, because God gives you peace. Yes? So you can have full life in the middle of some big trials and challenges. But of course, ultimately, eternal life means not just this bit, but the forever bit with God. Right? So that's pretty full, I'd say. Now, next slide, please. Right. That metaphors. Just make sure you get this. Don't go home and say he was talking about sheep all the time. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus is the shepherd, right? And the believers are people, the sheep, right? And he says, I am the good shepherd. He means the real one, the genuine shepherd, right? So he's the one. And what is it about a shepherd? A shepherd cares for his flock, right? That's important. Next slide, please. Right. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. There, he's doing a runner, isn't he? He's saying is that the problem is, you see, that if he's talking to the Pharisees and people like that again. They're supposed to be looking after God's people. They're supposed to be helping them, protecting them from harm, pointing them in the right direction, and keeping them out of harm's way. And throughout the Bible, the Old Testament, God's got a lot to say about the shepherds, the kings, the rulers, the people in charge, who are bad shepherds. They're looking after number one. And I'm sorry to say, it still happens. They're in it for themselves. What's the hired hand in it for?
Money.
For the money. Right? When the problem comes, I'm sorry, it's not my problem. Yeah? Off he goes, right? So that's the sad thing, right? So Jesus says, you know, that's what the hired hand's like. He's not like that. Interestingly, a little quote from a man called Charles Spurgeon. He talks about the wolves and the sheep. He says, you know, wolves are very powerful creatures, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And he says, sheep are pretty weak and defenceless. He says, but you know, there are more sheep around than there are wolves. And the wolves are going down and the sheep are going up. And do you know why? Because they've got a shepherd.
Yeah.
That's why. Right. So you can be weak, defenseless, not as smart as a wolf, and still get there because you've got a good shepherd. Right. Okay, next slide, please. Right, now, here's a picture of a sheep pen. I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Is that wonderful? That's what being a Christian is about. It's not about doing things. It's not about, you know, helping old ladies across the road or giving money to charities and things like that. I mean, they're all good in their own sort of way. But being a Christian is not about doing things. It's about knowing him and him knowing you. Relationships. A relationship with the Lord Jesus to know God. Yeah? So, I know my sheep know me. And just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, right? He's saying is that that relationship of knowing Jesus and him knowing us is just like the relationship that Jesus has with his Father. That's amazing, isn't it? That Jesus knows the Father God, and the Father knows Jesus, God the Son, in a wonderful relationship. And he says, just in that same way, that's the type of relationship I have with my people. Yeah? And he says, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Interestingly, when the shepherd was looking after his sheep, all the different flocks were put in the same pen overnight. And the shepherd, what does he do? He lays down in front of the door, the gate, yeah? And what's he lying there for? To stop anything getting into harm them, right? But, of course, when Jesus says, I lay down my life for the sheep, they would have understood it just as a shepherd looking after the sheep. But we know what's coming. And it is he lays down his life, literally, in dying on the cross, in order to save us. That's amazing, yes? So, he's speaking prophetically at that point in time, but whether they got it or not, I don't know. But we should, shouldn't we? He lays down his life for you and for me. Amazing. Next one, please. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there'll be one flock and one shepherd. Well, there's a little sheep pen in the middle, and it's right over a plot of land. Where's the plot of land? I've got it right over. Israel. Remember, Jesus is in Israel. He's a Jew, a rabbi. He's talking to these people, and he's talking about his disciples, his followers. He says that, I've got other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. This sheep pen was the people of the nation Israel, the Jewish people. Yes. He says, I've got other sheep. What other sheep's he on about?
All around the world.
All the others. All over the place. Right. We are Martian sheep. Not from Mars. From Mars. Yes. Martian sheep, yes. But there are sheep all around the world. And one of the things is, and this is the important thing, is there are sheep all over the place. I don't mean sheep, you know that, don't you? People, right? That God wants to bring into his family all over the place. And what Jesus told us to do is, we to go and tell him. Right? That's how sheep, well, it's that you're actually born a goat. Did you know that? It's true, Matthew 25. That the sheep and the goats are separated. There's not only goats and sheep. Yeah? So you're born a goat, right? But how do you become a sheep? You're born again by being coming to faith in Jesus, trusting him. So you tell these goats about Jesus and whoa, up pops a sheep. Wonderful, eh? So what's he saying? I've got other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus says he's got you, even at that point in time. I've got them out there and I've got to fetch them in. I'll bring them in. I must bring them in. And that's true. You and I may tell others about Jesus. Yeah? But it's not you that saves them. Yeah? It's Jesus reaching into their hearts and touching them, making them alive. Yeah? That's what. So I must bring them, he says. They too will listen to my voice. You reckon that this is the real one? It's really Jesus. Yeah? And there'll be one flock and one shepherd. Isn't that amazing? People from all over the world, different cultures, different backgrounds, all brought together into this family of God. Yeah? And we can maintain our different cultures in many ways, you know. That's how we've got Indian stuff coming up in a week or two, yeah? That's part of the Indian culture, but they can believe us in Jesus as well, as they will be. They're believers in Jesus too. Right? So African, Asian, European, doesn't matter, yeah? They're all brought together to know this one wonderful shepherd called Jesus. Right, next one, please. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. Remember, when Jesus was baptized, it was the voice from heaven. Father says, this is my beloved son. And then at the Mount of Transfiguration, Father says, this is my beloved son. Yeah? Because Jesus is God's wonderful son, and he's loved for what he chose to do, to come and to live and to die for us. No one, I lay down my life only to take it up again. That's a prophecy. He's coming back to life in a short time, yeah? No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. Now that's really important. Again, the disciples didn't get that at the time, because they thought when Jesus was arrested, beaten up and crucified, everybody else was in charge except Jesus. But Jesus says, I'm laying down my life. They may have done the dirty stuff, but who's running the show? The Lord is. Yes. So, I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. So, God the Father says to his Son, Jesus, says, I've got a job for you. Go to earth, become a human being to rescue these sinful human beings. Lay down your life, and you'll be right. You'll rise again to be their Lord and Saviour. Will you do it? Jesus said,
yes.
It's amazing. Let me think about it. What Jesus left to join us lost. Amazing. Mind you, it's because he wants us lost to join him. That's really what it's about. Next slide, please. Right. Those who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, he's a demon, he's demon possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Because he'd just done that, remember? That man born blind, he healed him. And so that's where the argument had started from. And so some of them are saying he's completely lost it. Completely lost the plot. He's off his rocker. Yes? Well, let me put it this way, dear friends. There's only these possibilities about Jesus. You've got to make the choice. Only these possibilities. Either he's a con man, right? He knows what he's doing and he's leading you up the garden path. Or he's a complete nutter. He believes it, but it's not true. Or he really is what he says. Yeah? That's the only three options you've got. Right? Now they say he's a nutter. He's really mad. And the answer to that is, he doesn't look like one, he doesn't talk like one, he doesn't do things that nutters do. He isn't a nutter. Right? And he's not a con man, right? Because he really does have the authentic sound about him, yes? So he genuinely is what he is. He's the Messiah. Next slide, please. I think it's the last one, right? Yes. So there are these sheep. Some of them are not quite sheep yet, they're a bit goatish still, but we're working on them, yeah? Right, yeah? There they are, these two groups, right? You're not allowed to sit on the fence with Jesus. He will not let you. You either choose him or you reject him. It's not an in-between job. Jesus says, you're for me or you're against me. Well, I'm for him. Yeah? Because he's the best. Yeah? He's my good shepherd. Right? And he cares for his sheep. So, how are you today?
Sheep.
Are you being sheep?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Not bad. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. But, do you know, I must say this, you know, God gives you joy and fun, you know. I mean, don't let this get out. But being a believer doesn't mean to say you have to be a long-faced misery all the day. You know, right? I know some of you enjoy being that, but that's not what you should be. I'd better stop. Is my wife here?
Yeah.
I've got it to come, folks. Really. Anyway, Jesus is the gate, number one. He's the way in to a relationship. And when you're in the relationship, he becomes your shepherd. He cares for you, protects you, guides you, and provides. Can't do better than that. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, that in these pictures that you give us, Lord, they're about some person, some wonderful person that loves us so much, that wants the best for us, and goes to the utmost extremes to make sure that you provide for us. Thank you, Lord. Help us to trust you. And help us, Lord, to reach out to the others that haven't heard about you yet, Lord, and yet need to know so that they can come into your family too. Lord, thank you for being so gracious and loving us. Help us, Lord, to serve you and follow you. And be faithful sheep to such a wonderful shepherd. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.